Thank you for tonight. You're the best big brother in the world. I knew I was looking forward to my prom for so long. Even when the quarantine started, I was hoping it would end in time for the prom, or that prom would just be delayed a bit. I didn't even have a date for it yet, because things had been so messed up for a while. But I was still hoping to have a prom this year, or up until the moment they announced it was canceled. Then you tricked me. You said you were going to be taking my headshot for college in the fall, and that I should really do up my hair and makeup for it. Except, when I showed up to your room for you to take the photo, you had the prom dress I had been looking at online laid out on the bed. Somehow you had ordered it and kept it a secret from me. That was expensive, too. I had been saving up money for it, but if the regular prom had happened, I actually would have gone for a cheaper dress that I didn't like that much. I put on the dress, though, and the matching shoes that you also bought, and everything else. Then I went looking for you, because I wanted to thank you, and give you a piece of my mind for wasting so much of your money on a prom dress when there wasn't even going to be a prom. Except there was. When I finally made it to the living room, so that you had decorated the entire thing, there were balloons, signs, and fancy lighting. There was music. And there was you, in a tuxedo, and holding a corsage. I almost didn't recognize you. I had never seen you in a suit before, let alone a tuxedo. You looked, well, you looked really uncomfortable. You also looked kind of handsome, and you were smiling despite how much the tux seemed to bother you. It was such a sweet gesture, everything was. When you put the corsage on my wrist, I almost cried. When you apologized for not being able to do better, I wanted to tell you to shut up because this was far more than I could have asked for. I was having my prom, and if my date was my big brother, then so what? I know you don't like to dance either, but you danced with me. You were clumsy, but at the same time, you were sweet. You were the best dance partner I ever had. God, this was so much work for you. There was even punch and snacks to eat. It was little touches like that that made it feel perfect. It was just the two of us in our living room, but you somehow turned it into the perfect prom. You were the perfect date. I almost wish Mom and Dad were home to see everything you had done for me, but at the same time, I'm kind of glad I had you to myself. Wait, don't worry about cleaning everything up. Mom and Dad won't be back for a few days, and all of this can wait until tomorrow. I'll help you, too. Besides, the night is not over yet. Oh, the prom night experience goes beyond the dance itself. Obviously, we couldn't rent a limo. There's not another party we could go to after unless we make our own. But prom is also a night where a lot of girls lose their virginity. I was kind of halfway planning on it, depending on who I went with. Maybe they weren't someone I loved that much, but you only have this magical night once in your life. I still kind of want to lose my virginity tonight and you're my date, so that duty kind of falls to you, even if you're my brother. I've shocked you, haven't I? Now you know how I felt when I saw all of this, and it's reassuring to know for sure that all of this wasn't just some kind of plan to seduce me. The thought came into your mind because that's what kind of guy works as hard to make a girl happy without sex, right? Well, the answer to that is apparently my brother. I still would have slept with you, even if that was your intention from the start. I'd have felt like I owed it to you, and as I said, that's the last piece missing of my prom night. And it's not like you haven't noticed what a mature young woman I've become over the years. You've never perved on me or did anything weird. But I think it made you nervous to see such a cute little sister. Now, I'm legally an adult. And if I don't act it all the time and you've been one even longer, and if you're less likely to act like it, except on a night like this, then when you're the perfect brother and the perfect date, we must. I wasn't thinking about sex when this prom first started. That part about losing my virginity on prom night was forgotten in the excitement of realizing that I was getting my own prom. But as I began to see more and more of all the hard work you put into this with every little detail of the decorations or when we took our prom photo together, something started to happen when we slow danced together and I laid my head on your shoulder. Well, my plan to lose my virginity on prom night suddenly came back to me. And it didn't seem like the impossible goal had been just a bit earlier. You don't have to, of course. You didn't have to buy me a prom dress or all kinds of decorations for this room. You didn't have to rent a tux or a dress up and dress up so nicely. You didn't have to be the perfect gentleman tonight. And you most definitely don't have to have sex with your little sister. But you most definitely can if you want to. I do. It would be the perfect end to the perfect night. It's not like I'd be having sex with my brother. You'd be my prom date. That's different. Don't ask me how it works, but it does. You haven't said yes, but you haven't said no. I think you want to say the first, but you're trying to find the strength to say the second. You don't want to take advantage of me, but I am an adult, and I can make my own decisions. When I saw that prom dress in my room and I checked your closet just to make sure you weren't in it, I thought maybe this was some kind of setup to see me change clothes so you could look. I didn't know that you were down here putting finishing touches on the decorations and making sure everything was perfect. But you can see me undressed now. We're no longer at the prom. We're at the fancy hotel room we rented after the prom. And then we rode to in a limo, laughing and already looking fondly back at the dance. Even though the best was yet to come. Now the beautiful prom dress is off, and all I have left is the underwear you purchased to go along with it. It might have felt weird that you brought things like a bra and panties for me, but along with the dress, shoes, and other accessories, it was all on my wish list. You didn't specifically order off of that, or I might have seen it, but you did buy everything I was planning on getting, including this bra and these panties. The bra was perfect. They made my breasts look so perfect, but it looked like I wasn't even wearing the bra the way the dress hid it. As I took off the bra, my breasts maybe aren't so big looking, but you're looking so hard at them. It makes me nervous to let you see them because you're a man, and of course because you're my brother. I'm also worried about whether you'll like them or not, but that look in your eyes, well, I guess you've had it in your eyes all night and maybe longer. You've always seen me as beautiful, and if I didn't feel that way about myself, then I could see it in your eyes. I have courage now to take off the panties. I imagine this scene from my prom night so many times. Well, minus my own brother being there, of course. I was kind of counted on being a little drunk at this point. Maybe someone spiked the punch at prom, or someone passed around a flask of something when we weren't dancing. Maybe somehow a bottle of champagne was waiting for us in the limo. But tonight, I'm completely sober. Oh, I'm giddy and emotional, but I haven't had a drop of alcohol. I'm still getting naked for my prom date, though. There. Now it's just me. Naked. My hair is still stylized as best I could on my own, and my makeup is still in place. But other than that, it's not regular old me. Will you take off your clothes now, too, big brother? I know how uncomfortable they are and how much you wanted to get out of them as soon as possible. Not as you could be naked with me, of course, but because I could tell you they were driving you crazy. But you still wore them so long for me. Let me help you. It must have been so hard to get this tux on so well by yourself. You even wore a real bow tie instead of a clip-on and tied it pretty well. But I'm taking that off. And your cummerbund. You're already feeling more relaxed and able to breathe. At least, if the sight of your naked little sister didn't take your breath away. Now, I unbutton your shirt for you. I'm not used to undressing someone else, and these buttons are so small. There's even some buttons that I wouldn't expect them to be. It's like a puzzle. But I get your shirt off and begin working on your pants. Those are easier. Even if I undo them, I could get very conscious of what's underneath. You're so very hard. You still haven't told me no yet, but as I pull your pants down, the size of your erection is telling me yes. Then your underwear, last of all. It's nothing fancy. I'm embarrassed to think how much my bra and panties must have cost compared to these. There's nothing wrong with them, though, other than they're getting in the way of our having sex. So, I take these off. Now you're just as naked as I am. Well, other than I have makeup on, and I don't want to take this corsage off my wrist because I love it so much. There's still music playing. We could dance to that in our hotel room now, except when I lean into you. It's our naked flesh that's touching. It's my nipples pressing against your chest. There were never any chaperones making sure we didn't get too close during the prom, and there certainly aren't any now. Sigh. I could dance like this with you all night, but that would be getting in the way of ending this night in the best way possible. I take you by the hand now and lead you over to the bed in our hotel room. It may look suspiciously like the living room sofa that had been with us during the whole prom. That was shoved to the edge of the room, but I saw it as a bed, our bed, and you as my prom date, and not my brother. Especially as I lay myself down on the bed, my naked body on display for the special boy that's done so much for me tonight. Made me feel like the princess I am. You sit down for a moment. There was one thing I couldn't put on my wish list. Not when it was public and Mom can see it, because I was hoping she'd buy me everything. Did you, happen to buy any condoms? No, it's okay. I would have gotten someone if the regular prom had gone on. Somehow, somewhere. And you didn't know that the night would turn into this. Neither of us did. I don't really want to stop, though. Not for something so stupid as not having a condom. Maybe if you were someone other than who you are, I'd say we could do it. But you'd have to pull out. Except, well, I know when the time comes, I'll hesitate. And I'll let you do it anyway. So let's just drop that charade. So, we can have sex. There'll be no protection and no pulling out unless you decide you absolutely must. Although, I hope you don't. I could get pregnant, but that doesn't seem so important right now. It wouldn't ruin this particular evening. Not like you're not coming and my enemy would. That would really not ruin the evening. Do you still want to make love to your little sister? You might get her pregnant. Maybe not, but it could happen. But after today, I wouldn't deny you anything. Not a dance, nor my body, not even the use of my womb for your baby. Well, don't just tell me. Show me. There's room in this bed for two. Especially if you get on top of me. You still manage to look handsome even without the tux. But I'm seeing you with new eyes tonight. Although you're a little misty-eyed as well, I fought back tears of joy all night. Largely to spare my makeup. I still may cry, but only for good reasons. Go ahead. Take your cock and put it in me. You want to, and I want to. And while there are so many reasons we shouldn't, these first two reasons are all we need to pay attention to. Just take your cock and guide it into my waiting pussy. Like my eyes, it's just a little wet. And again, it's all because of you. Okay, maybe more than just a little wet. As you can tell, since your cock is touching it. But don't you want to see how wet it is inside as well? And feel that wetness in all of you around me? It's okay, big brother. Take my virginity. You're my prom date. It's okay. You're doing it. You're pushing your cock into me deeper and deeper. I'm making love now. Just like how it was in all of my fantasies on my prom night. Except I never imagined it would be you. I never imagined it would be my big brother inside of me. Except this feels so right for us to be doing this. Keep going. I'll be as clumsy in the stance at first as you were doing the prom, but like you, I just need to listen to my heart and find my rhythm. Ignore the music playing in the background. We'll find our own tempo. Right now, you're moving slowly in and out of me. It's just perfect. It's far from more infinite than us dancing together naked. Although we still dance in a way, it's just like that your cock is inside me now, but our bodies still move as if one. Would you kiss me? I don't care if you mess up my lipstick. I want to be kissed on my prom night almost as much as I wanted to have sex. Thank you, big brother. Thank you for the kiss, for making love to me, as you're doing now. But most of all, for this night, you're the best big brother in the world, and I do love you. But this isn't the prom night I dreamt about. It's better. And you're making me realize that my virginity isn't losing to lose. It's something to give, and I give it to you. I'm not much of a giving person, really. I'm all about getting presents on my birthday and on Christmas. But I am joy, so much joy, giving this to you. Touch my breasts, too. Don't feel like you shouldn't touch my body because I'm your sister. At least not when you're already making love to me. Rub my breasts or squeeze my bottom, kiss my neck or my throat. or whatever you can reach, all while as you go deeper, deeper, as far as you can go. This is perfect. Just like the rest of the world, like everything else tonight, you've made it all about me. All the same time, you enjoy seeing me happy. You had fun dancing with me, and I probably have the same expression on my face as you do, of true happiness. My brother and sister, we already look a lot alike, maybe even more so in our shared passion. I look up as you thrust into me, and I see versions of my face looking back at me. But yours is strong and masculine, while mine is soft and feminine and covered in makeup. And perhaps adoration for my brother, my big brother. You will come at me, won't you? I know it isn't smart, but none of it is. This is my special night, and I don't want anything to go against that, to ruin it. Come at me to make it the best night ever. I want my first time having sex to be more than me crossing an item off a list. I want it to be the special occasion it deserves, with mutual orgasms and filling me with cum and love. I do love you as a sister, yes, but more than that now. This is the night I fell in love with my big brother. The night I made love with him. Maybe even the night he impregnates me. Having a baby is no longer the scary thought that it once was. And even if the specific circumstances should terrify me, but I love you so much and need this so bad, and you do too. You need a girl in your life, just like your little sister. Someone who loves you and cares for you and wants you to come inside them. Get ready. We're going to come. Don't you dare pull out. It's a smart thing to do, but I would never forgive you if you did. It would break my heart to think I wasn't good enough for my brother's cum or his baby. And I want both. Now, please, don't make me wait any longer or fight my orgasm anymore. Please come with me and let me come. Fill your little sister's pussy and make a baby in her womb. Please, take care of me. Even after this night is done, I know you would. And now, take me upstairs to my bedroom. And fuck me like a big brother should. Just because prom night is over, doesn't mean we are.